Well, the alliance is an agreement between five companies and CSIRO to undertake research in the community's interest on environmental and social issues around the establishment of gas.
Now, each of those companies are gas companies?
Yes, there are five gas companies operating in Australia. They've put in $6 million with the federal government and state government of New South Wales towards the Jazeera effort. And we have a mechanism as part of Jazeera to ensure the independence of CSIRO in the work that it undertakes.
Well, that's critical because there are some opponents to coal seam gas in this particular region that are very sceptical of all sorts of research, let alone research that's funded by industry.
Yes, well, we have a governance mechanism as part of the alliance that ensures that all the money that goes into research is allocated to research projects by an independent research advisory committee. And that committee is made up of the majority external stakeholders.
Such as, can you give us some examples?
We've got members from the agricultural community, from the cotton growers, from New South Wales government, and other stakeholders.
Those cotton growers and agriculturalists you mentioned, are they from this particular region?
Yes, they are. Yep. They are people who are potentially affected and by the development of the gas industry, and so they have an interest in that our alliance addresses those issues that are of interest to them.
The Gas Industry Social and Environmental Research Alliance has been doing a lot of work in Queensland, particularly the Surat Basin, where coal seam gas has been integral for many, many years now. What kind of work did you do in Queensland, and can that relate to New South Wales?
We did a wide range of research topics in Queensland. Jazeera invested over $15 million in the Queensland Research Program. That research spanned agricultural issues. Water issues are always a top of mind when it comes to the gas industry. Issues around terrestrial biodiversity, socioeconomic impacts, and even marine impacts associated with the development of Curtis Island.
So how has that research been used?
Well, that research is used primarily to inform the community living in the Surat Basin, to advise them on the issues of their concern. But the information that we gather from the research that we do also goes to the industry to improve practice, as well as is provided to the Queensland State Government as advice in the assistance of policy development.
Can you give us some examples of some advice that may have gone to these coal seam gas companies that resulted in a big change?
Well, one of the companies are very interested in injecting treated water into agricultural aquifers for future use by irrigation. The work that we looked at was around understanding how that aquifer operated and what the best process was for re-injecting that essentially pure water. And the work produced a set of guidelines, and that information is being provided to both the industry as well as Queensland Government to assist with developing guidelines around aquifer re-injection.
So did the CSIRO, of whom you're a research director, you looked at the quality of that water as well as how to get it into that aquifer?
That's right. It was a very important point of the research that we looked at the chemical composition of the water that was coming from the treatment plant, as well as the chemical composition of the water in the aquifer. And the key message is that it's important to match those characteristics up in order to ensure that the water is introduced into the aquifer and becomes part of that resource.
Will you be doing the same sort of assessment here in northern New South Wales? Obviously, Santos Leawood Water Treatment Facility is just about up and running. Will you be looking at that water?
We'll be looking at a range of issues around water quality in New South Wales. We'll be looking at the composition of the water in the coal measures, and we'll be assessing whether it's important to look at the water from the water treatment plant and also advising industry on how they might be using that water.
A big argument from opponents to coal seam gas extraction in this particular region, in the Pilliga, is that the region is a major water recharge area of the Great Artesian Basin. Will the Gas Industry Social and Environment Research Alliance be looking at the truth of that? Is the Great Artesian Basin, you know, is there a critical recharge area here?
The Pilliga region is a important recharge area for the Great Artesian Basin. It is a local hotspot, if you like, of recharge. One of a large area of recharge across Queensland and New South Wales. The impact of the gas industry on those recharge areas is minuscule compared to the amount of water and the area associated with that recharge.
And CSIRO has done the research in Queensland on that?
CSIRO has produced a report released in around about 2012 which showed that the impact of the gas industry on the Great Artesian Basin was relatively minor.
There have been many reports, recent ones, for example, the Federal Department of Industry, Innovation and Sciences, another one from the New South Wales Chief Scientist. None of them have really found that the rules and regulations placed on gas companies are in any way lax when evaluating the risk versus return. But no matter how many official reports say the risk versus return has been adequately evaluated by all involved, there are still people who remain opposed to coal seam gas. So many reports, are they ignoring the science?
Well, what we do know from our research and interpreting information from all around the world is that the environmental risks are directly related to the regulation, the quality of the regulation that's imposed. Australia has some of the highest and most stringent environmental regulation in the world, and this regulation acts to reduce those risks associated with various different types of events that might occur.
But it's still not appeasing many. How do you describe those people? What place do they have in your research?
Well, people make up their own minds in relation to the industry. That's all about gaining the social licence to operate. The work that CSIRO does is provide unbiased, trusted and highest quality information to communities so that they can make up their own minds.
There are so many farming and environmental groups who put their own money into their own investigations, hiring consultancy firms who have their own hydrogeologists, scientists, and these reports find fault often with official reports and scenarios put forward by coal seam gas companies. Whose science and reports are supposed to be believed?
Well, there's a lot of information out there, and some of that information is used selectively. The general rule, I guess, is that that research done by reputable research organisations that is peer-reviewed and published in the scientific and engineering literature is generally done to a very high standard and can be trusted. Outside of that system of review and research quality, the research can perhaps be a lower quality.
In the Surat Basin, Jazeera found 8% of people outrightly rejected the gas industry. Will you be exploring that similar scenario here in northern New South Wales?
Yes, so that research was done by our social researchers in Queensland, and it pertains to people living in the Surat Basin. And it showed that around about 8% of the community there rejected the operation of the gas industry. The remaining 92% either tolerated, accepted or approved of the industry operating there. We will be probably undertaking very similar research in New South Wales as Jazeera gets going here over the next few months.
Well, there are many people not from this region opposed to the gas industry in the region. A few times a week these days they're locked onto, at the moment, Santos's Leeward treatment facility. What place do these activists have in your research? They're certainly vocal and making an impact.
These people are using our research for their purposes. We don't undertake any work directly for them, but just as everybody in the community, the research at CSIRO producers under Jazeera is completely transparent. It's available on the website, as is the report that we were just talking about. All of that information and material is available for everybody to look at, interrogate, and hopefully better understand the operation of the industry, what are the potential risks and how high are those risks, and potentially what are the benefits of the industry operating here as well.
You're here in Narrabri talking with people within the region, agriculturalists, cotton growers, local government, for example. Have they given you an indication of the kind of projects that they would like you to tackle first up?
Water issues are always top of mind. Currently in Jazeera, Around about 35% of our research budget goes on water-related research. The second most important is agricultural issues, and we'll be undertaking research looking at farm and gas industry interactions. And probably the third most important area is methane fugitive emissions. And we've already, CSIR is already undertaking research in this region looking at methane emissions.
Because, of course, there have been some very public methane emissions in the Condamine River, for example. Is this the kind of thing you're looking for down here?
The Condamine River seeps of methane have been investigated by CSIRO, and there is a large program of research looking at natural seeps of methane into the atmosphere from these regions, as well as from equipment from infrastructure. I expect that we'll be undertaking similar type of research in the Narrabri region.
Coal seam gas exploration here in northern New South Wales, the local Santos, for example, says their bore casings are absolutely solid, not interfering with the aquifer. Will you go as far to exploring that kind of truth or that claim by Santos by measuring the quality of cement and the standard and the longevity of those well casings?
Well, that's really a job for the New South Wales regulator. They approve the construction and implementation of wells. It's not really CSIRO's role to do that. But what we will be doing is undertaking sets of measurements that provide us with information on potentially where methane is coming from and how much. And we can provide that information back to the company and back to the regulator. Our work in Queensland on this showed that where we did find methane leaking to the atmosphere, it was a relatively straightforward process to correct.
How closely are you working with Santos?
Santos are a member of the Alliance. They have donated funds into the Alliance for research work. As I said earlier, that those funds are essentially under the jurisdiction of the Research Advisory Committee in terms of distribution and approving of projects. So really the industry partners have taken their hands off the money that they have provided us, and external stakeholders are determining where that money is allocated.
Have you found anything really negative against coal seam gas in your work? And would you tell me if you had?
I'm just trying to think. Some of the losses of methane, for example, from the coal exploration wells in Queensland are relatively high fluxes of methane. We've provided that information to the compliance unit in Queensland, and they have undertaken a program of rectifying those wells, those bores. CSIRO through Jazeera is completely transparent, as I said before, and so all of the information that is uncovered as part of these projects is made available to communities, whatever that information may be.
Can we talk about those fugitive methane emissions? Were they from dodgy wells? Would you call them dodgy, or is it part of the process?
The emissions that we have uncovered thus far have come from flanges and equipment associated with the separation and transportation of water. Generally, they're relatively easy to fix. They simply involve essentially tightening equipment.
How often will your team be in Narrabri? Are they going to be living within the Narrabri community or fly in, fly out?
The researchers will be a combination of local researchers with specific capability in the and experience in the region. But CSIRO is distributed across 53 sites across Australia with world-leading capability housed on those sites. We'll be bringing that capability where it's relevant into the region to look at some of the issues here.
Will you be peer reviewing, for example, some of Santos's claims and their reports and literature?
Any information that goes into CSIRO research, wherever it comes from, be that data that we might get from government, data that we might get ourselves, or data that might come from industry, all of that data that goes into those research projects ends up being peer-reviewed before being released.
And finally, how long is this process going to take? How long will you be here?
Well, at the moment, the Gas Industry Social and Environmental Research Alliance has a lifetime of 3 years, and so we'll be undertaking projects over that time and then reporting during that period. As time goes on, we may extend that beyond that, depending on the interests of the state and federal government and of the industry.